This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Yeah, baby, here we go. Hour 5 of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. Hicksy's going to join us in about 12 minutes, Matt Hicks. Play-by-play man extraordinaire, one of our buddies on the Rangers cast. I guess Sans is entertaining some people. He's hosting like some pregame parties and festivities out there. Salute if you're heading out. Let's get the very latest on this team with a proper round tripper brought to you by Uber Eats. Here's Zach Wolchuk.
Yeah, we've got, of course, we mentioned some of the lineup earlier. Wyatt Langford getting his first game off. Boats was talking with KMC Masterpiece today, said, maybe just a little bit of back tightness. They think a day will be good to go for Wyatt. So it'll be Janko, El Blondie, DHing tonight for your Texas Rangers. Simeon, of course, his usual leadoff spot, playing second. Seager back after a night off yesterday where Josh Smith was really, really good despite the loss. Seager's playing short, batting second. Evan Carter taking over at that three hole in left field. Garcia, his usual cleanup spot, playing in right. Josh Smith back at third base, batting fifth. Jonah catching, batting sixth. Jared Walsh will take over back at first base after Ezekiel Duran held that assignment down last night. Janko and then Leody Taveras. So Duran and Wyatt Langford not in your lineup tonight. And it's Cody Bradford. Baylor Bear looking to go 3-0 on the season, following up on an amazing start he had against the Houston Astros. No Davis Wenzel in the lineup tonight, but it would have been crazy if we had. And maybe Wenzel ends up pinch hitting or even getting inserted as a defensive player because he is really good with his glove. But Josh Smith also playing third, so that's probably unlikely. It could be just a pinch hit situation. But Bradford, Wenzel, and then Shea Langeliers, who is catching and batting cleanup tonight for the A's, had the three home runs, four RBIs last night. All Waco Baylor Bears. So you've got quite a lot of the bear down there in Arlington. But let's see how the Bradford and Langeliers matchup goes. That might be fun to talk with Hicksy about. David Robertson turned 39 yesterday. He has not allowed a single run in 5 2/3 innings over the first 10 days of the season. Gotta wonder, does he end up sliding into that closer role with Jose Leclerc? Maybe Leclerc goes into a less high leverage situation. Boach was asked about that earlier. Didn't want to totally commit. He has said, hey, don't necessarily panic. Not time to do that. We've seen Jose go through some of these ebbs and flows previously, but I'm sure they'll have to talk about some of the bullpen. I mean, by and large, outside of last night, the bullpen has been pretty good this year.
Really good, yeah.
So we got to be hopeful moving forward. How about Jackson Holliday?
20 years old, right?
Yes, he is getting called up to the show. A lot of people were frustrated in the Baltimore Orioles organization that he did not make the big league roster coming out of spring training. But he has been dominating at 20 years old at AAA in 9 games. He's got 2 homers, 4 doubles, a stolen base. His slash line is incredible. So he got the call up. He's actually playing second and in the starting lineup today.
Batting ninth.
For the Baltimore Orioles, yeah. So, you know, hey, for Wyatt, for Evan Carter, there's the third guy that's going to be challenging for AL Rookie of the Year right there in Jackson Holliday. It's going to be fun to watch him play. I know that's exciting for the entire Holliday family. Of course, great baseball lineage there.
Don't take that from the fans.
Yeah.
You don't want to take that. Give us the player.
There was so much excitement there in Baltimore, and they were ticked off. Framber Valdez, remember 2 nights ago, he got scratched from his start.
Elbow tightness kind of thing?
Yeah, elbow inflammation. Yeah, so he's going to hit the IL. So their top pitching prospect for Houston is going to be coming up for them. So Justin Verlander now, Jose Urquidy. Luis Garcia had Tommy John surgery. Lance McCullers Jr. had flexor surgery. So you've got, you know, a lot of injuries in that starting rotation now for Houston. Maybe they look to try and add some help at the deadline or even sooner. But their farm's been depleted quite a bit over the last few years trying to compete for it. So not good news for the Astros, but certainly maybe good news for the AL West as they struggle there with their starting rotation. Ex-Dodger Julio Urias has been charged in his alleged domestic violence incident that landed him on administrative leave. So he was placed on that, was accused of having a physical altercation with his wife, and he has now been charged by the Los Angeles City's attorney office with 5 misdemeanors. So I don't know that he's going to be back in baseball anytime soon.
Yeah, it sounds like a multiple-month suspension to me, Wolchuk.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Did you guys see the pants-tearing incident yesterday?
I did. That was a powerful slide into home plate there. But okay, yes. I don't think it warranted a complete tearing of the pants.
That's what I wanted to ask you. So it was Riley Green comes flying down the third baseline of the Tigers, and he's playing against the Pirates. So he slides in safely into home plate, hops up, only to see his pants had completely fallen apart. Now, people are making fun of MLB's uniforms again because of this. These MLB uniforms are getting more and more embarrassing. Bring back the old jerseys. These are an absolute joke. He's going to need a new set of pants. Do we think that this is due to the crappy uniforms, or could this have just happened in any type of uniform?
Oh, these are absolutely the uniform's fault. You know, you're talking about bad stitching, poor construction, bad textiles as the base. They're trying to cut costs at every turn, and it's unfortunate that in a sport that is making billions and billions of dollars, they want to do this to the integrity and the fabric of the game. And the idea that these guys have cool uniforms on, I mean, the pro sports uniform, the $300 jersey, the best fabric we can possibly find to construct stuff that's going to be flexible and lightweight and, you know, look great. It's out the window. It's an embarrassment to the game, I think, that this happened. And, you know, to blame it on anything other than the manufacturers and the league for partnering with crappy manufacturers is a joke, Wolchuk.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the league's got to figure that out. I know that's something we talked about. Nike's looking into it. And then we've got the Durham Bulls.
I mean, that's the old breakaway NFL jerseys, dang near, Brian.
Tearaways.
They look, yeah. Yes.
College football, 1970s.
Not good. Not good. So the Durham.
Bo Jackson looked cool in those.
Hoot Bo?
Yeah. Bo Jackson, like Earl Campbell. Earl Campbell would be like running for Texas in the 70s. His jersey would be tore all up, and but pads would be flying everywhere.
Man.
He'd just run over like seven dudes on the way. Yeah, the old tearaways. Quarterbacks, skill guys used to wear them.
Okay.
Back to you.
That happened to me
hey,
one time.
By the way, no offense for defensive linemen?
Is it Sic'em Bears or Bear Down? I thought you – did you go Bear Down?
I went Bear Down.
I think it's Bear Down. It's Arizona.
Oh, so Sic'em they don't also do that for Baylor? I mean, they do Sic'em Bears, you're right.
Sic'em Bears. I didn't know.
Can they use both terms?
I don't know. That's why I was kind of confused.
I don't know. I'm not a Baylor guy.
When you said it, I kind of went.
In fairness.
Yeah, but you're a Bear guy.
But I am a Bear guy. You're right about the Sic'em Bears. I know that.
I thought I was thinking Arizona, because when we watch film, we always see on the field.
Yeah, Arizona does do the Bear Down.
Bear Down.
Maybe. Aren't they the Wildcats, though?
No, Arizona, but they say bear down.
Which I've also
like
never
bear
understood.
Bear down, like yeah. Hunker down, get be intense, okay. All that stuff. Bear down.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Watchdogging the Bears again, Brian. But
I just didn't
right.
know.
He's just trying to let you
want
to
bear up.
I was trying.
No,
to,
you're right about Sic'em Bears, 100%. I
thought
that is
I was thinking I missed something there.
Wolchuk's proper round tripper every day at this time, brought to you by Uber Eats. We got to step aside, as engaging as that conversation is. I'll battle you on this throughout the break, Brian, but we got to get to Matt Hicks coming up next right
bear
here
down.
On your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. Welcome back, Nation. Hope you're having a good one. We're about to be joined by Matt Hicks. Segment of The Fan is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels. Free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. And our Rangers preview is brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. The pregame coming up now in 13 minutes as Matt Hicks joins us now here on The Fan. And a good evening, sir. How the heck are you?
Doing well. How about you guys?
We're doing, good. It's never fun to lose to the A's. I thought they were going to be pretty dang bad, but that Langoliers guy sure had different ideas last night, didn't he?
He most definitely did. The one thing, people take a look at the standings, or you take a look at what's happened with this Oakland franchise here, in the last couple of years and what's going to happen, and you think, oh, these guys, just you can run over them. The one thing you have to remember is all of these guys are Major League Baseball players, and they're all capable of doing very amazing things. And the Rangers kind of let them stick around, didn't take advantage of some opportunities early on, and got bit by the Keller Indian product, who, by the way, we kind of like to dive into a lot of research throughout the course of preparing for each game. Shea Langeliers is now on a par with Henry Aaron.
Oh, how so?
They both have exactly one three-homer game in their career.
Ooh. Wow.
That on a show. Unreal.
That's a Hicksy nugget.
Good company
right
to be in.
Yeah. Yeah. Hank Aaron, all the home runs he hit, 700 and, what, 55 home runs in his career. Only once did he hit three homers in a game, and it was in 1959 in a game in San Francisco.
How many guys have done four?
That's a good question. I think the record, I don't know this for sure. I think the record is six.
Wow.
I can tell you that Babe Ruth did it four times because I actually looked that up earlier today. But Babe Ruth didn't have a three-homer game until he was 31 years of age. And he had two three-homer games in the regular season, and he did it twice in the World Series, both times against the Cardinals, once in 1926 and once in 1928. And the oddity, actually, of Babe Ruth having four three-homer games, his last three hits in the big leagues came as a member of the Boston Braves in 1935, and in the last game in which he got any hits, he hit three homers in the last game he ever played at Forbes Field in Pittsburgh. And one of his three home runs, I think his last home run, he actually hit completely out of the ballpark, which I think at the time was the only one ever completely hit out of that ballpark.
It looks like professional at any level is Jay Clark in 1902 for Corsicana in the Texas League, Matt. But I don't think Texas League counts for this kind of record keeping, does it? What do you say?
Probably not. But there was
Dave Kingman never had any of those days.
Didn't a guy for Corsicana in 1902 hit eight in one game?
Yes, that's it. That's it. He was 8 for 8 with eight home runs. Jay Clark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's your guy, Brian, that you mentioned?
I mean, Dave Kingman. I always felt like that. You know, Dave Kingman was like one of those days at Wrigley Field. I felt like he hit wind blowing out. He hit four or five of them. When it always seemed like I was watching baseball and Dave Kingman was hitting home runs.
he probably did. I did not dive into Dave Kingman's baseball reference page today. I probably should have.
I was on the board one day about 20 years ago. Mike Cameron hit four for the Mariners against the Tigers.
Oh.
It was an unbelievable afternoon of baseball. So it happens from time to time. Now, what do you think about Leclerc giving up any more home runs anytime soon? Would you give him that opportunity?
Well, I guess you're asking maybe in the ninth inning with a one or a two-run lead.
Yeah.
You know what? I think he certainly – He's got the skins on the wall and certainly deserves to continue and try to work his way out of his current issues. But, you know, we had this discussion during the post game yesterday, and whether or not the Rangers are going to decide to use him in a closing situation, if that occurs tonight, I don't know. Maybe he gets the opportunity. Maybe he doesn't. But there are a lot of guys in this bullpen right now that are mowing people down. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean you go ahead and make the switch. And, of course, in this day and age, and it's happening right now, and it's happened in the last few years in Major League Baseball where managers are hesitant to say, this guy is my closer, and we'll use guys, you know, in certain situations, in certain matchups. I think the Pirates already – have five guys who have saves this year.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't have a hard and fast answer for that. I think that Jose still has the stuff and can still get the job done, but he certainly has to harness his command if he wants to continue in that role.
Well, we're hopeful Cody Bradford continues his dominance to the start of this season. How about that fun matchup? Speaking of Langoliers, two former Baylor Bears getting to face off against each other, two guys that know each other really well.
Very well. In fact, Cody told Eric just yesterday that all of his starts at Baylor, all of the games he pitched at Baylor, Langoliers caught him. So to say that these guys are familiar with one another is an understatement. And, you know, and kind of cool that Davis Wenzel is here as well. Those three were teammates for the Bears, and they had an opportunity to take some pictures on the field after the game yesterday. But, neat story to be able to have Bradford and Langoliers matching up.
Thank you so much, Matt. Have a great call. We'll catch up with you real soon.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Salute. The 214, Dave Kingman, three home runs twice. 918 reminds me. How do I forget about this? Josh Hamilton four home runs in a game.
Yeah, against Baltimore, right?
Yeah.
Is that the 30-run game?
That was 2011 or 2012, summer of 2012. Yeah. Might have been the 30-run game. That was an enchanted afternoon, no doubt. I was staying at that hotel right across the street waiting for my house to get built watching that one. Okay, thanks so much to Lucius Alexander over there in the Pimp Cup Master Control and Carter Freeman coordinating your video 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Thanks, of course, to Woolchuck and Schiafalo and Brian Broaddus. I'm Gavin Dawson. Rangers baseball is coming up next. First pitch shortly after 7 o'clock. Tomorrow, a 1:30 start will be on afterwards. Till then, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.